Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Does anybody mind if I turn on my radio?
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Today's Wednesday.
Your voices.
What you're hearing is
my new favorite show.
Oh, God, no. These guys are horrible.
I love those guys.
Was there anything else that would, you know,
Remember, the show is free.
And I expect to be delighted.
It's fine being artistic, just not on this show.
Let's do a show. Let's do a show right now. What are we doing?
I told you, it'll be a better day knowing I can listen to you on the way to work.
It's showtime.
Mike from Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. It is 6:12, Carla Wednesday Morning Show number 2016. 2016.
Wow. How about that? We're almost there. We're almost at 2020.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just days away.
I know it.
And midway through the week, the first week of December.
I know. I can't even. That's it. We're done. Mm-hmm. We're done. It's over. Year's over.
And then all that waiting for the new year.
Yes.
We'll be here like that.
Yeah. Well, you know how I know it's right around the holidays and I get all festive when open enrollment starts, Mike. Then I know.
Everybody's getting those notices.
Yes, I know.
One of the big sponsors of the Mike and Carla Morning Show is Health Planner Nevada.
That's right. That's right. Open enrollment right now. So do that, you know, take care of that, and then get your open enrollment tree and ornaments and lights hanged.
I know
you get those out there.
You filled out everything yesterday.
I did.
And you know me, I dread that kind of stuff.
You know what? I got to tell you, easy. So easy.
That's what everybody says.
It's so easy now. Remember back in the day, oh my God, it was just horrible. It's really easy now.
But how many other people feel like me? It's like a test.
I know.
And multiple choice, and I'm going to pick wrong.
What? What's their address? I don't have their address.
And then I'm going to look at deductions, and all this stuff's going to be taken out of my check.
I know. My beneficiary's not going to get their $8. I can't remember their zip code.
Are you FSA,
HSA,
HSA? I don't know.
FAA.
And by the
SEC.
Way, do you have your little card?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Well, you should always have your little card in your wallet.
Yeah, well, I took a picture
always.
Of it. How
there
about
you
that?
Go. There you go. Perfect.
I know. We're all going through the same thing. I guess we just have to suck it up. Plenty of sunshine today and tomorrow. High today, low 60s. Upper 50s tomorrow will be the high. And it's a little chilly out there this morning. Only 39 right now. First take on some entertainment news for you.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
There's a rumor out there that Keeping Up with the Kardashians could move to HBO Max after it finishes its run on E! So evidently HBO Max has too many subscribers. Gee, we'll move that over here.
Got to clean that up.
Yeah, we'll clean house here at HBO Max. George Clooney, you know, we mentioned this off the air yesterday, and it keeps coming up. So, yeah, he says he cuts his hair with a Flowbee. I don't know that
his
I believe
own hair.
That.
Yes, he cuts his own hair.
Yeah, I don't know that I believe that.
Me neither.
I don't. But I don't care because he still looks good and he's handsome as a bug in a rug.
And I think that's what pisses a lot of people off.
I know. It's like you use a Flowbee and you, what?
And you still look like that.
You just suck the hair out? Is that what you do? Jeez.
I can't even imagine if I tried something like that.
Yeah, I know.
It'd
Same
be uneven.
Here. Oh my God, there's no way.
And it would
there's
just look
no
like
way.
Crap.
No, there is no way. And there are very strong rumors out there. I don't know if I believe this, that Queen Elizabeth may step down next year when she turns 95 years old. Many have been saying this for a long time. Now, there are already plans for her Platinum Jubilee celebrating 70 years on the throne. That will be in 2022.
Uh-huh.
And that has never happened. 70 years on the throne, that has never happened. So if I were her, I'd stick it out. Then retire at 96.
Now,
you know?
who do we know who's next? Is it
Charles?
I thought he said no. He didn't want it.
He did, but I think that he would. I think that she would hand it over to him. Then it would be up to him, I believe, to say,
it's,
"Here you go."
It's
yes.
William. I
yes.
think is
William would be the next one after that. Yes,
Harry could care less.
I know. I'd like to see another.
Well, he's in Southern California.
Well,
he doesn't even care.
I'd like to see another queen, but whatever. That's okay. It'll happen again one day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure she's looking forward to just looking out the window and sipping on her. Or Drambuie, you know. So, We'll see. And this is such a cool story, and I want to play some audio from it. I won't tell you the whole story now, but Justin Timberlake did the coolest thing. And I want to save the audio, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But he did something really, really cool, and I kind of want to highlight that. It's very cool. And, of course, they were once together. I have to wish her today, Britney Spears, a happy birthday, 39 years old.
Seriously.
Little Britney Spears.
Hold on, do we have
Oops, she did it again. Hold yes, on. I know.
We have our salute to Britney Spears. Happy birthday,
yeah,
girl.
I know. Happy birthday, little Brit. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, anytime you want to reach out, text or call, the number is the same, 702-739-9636. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to here in just a couple of minutes. You had mentioned something very cool that Justin Timberlake did for a fan, and explain the situation here.
17-year-old Jake, he has cerebral palsy, and his dad's his primary caregiver, but he's losing function in his hands because he's constantly lifting his son in and out of their van.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody started a fundraiser on GoFundMe to raise $35,000, and they didn't raise the money. Well, Justin Timberlake said, you know what? I'm going to buy this van for you. I'm just going to buy it for you.
Heard about the story.
Heard about it and just wanted to do something. Now, know that this, so you can understand what he's saying, this little guy, 17 years old, he is known for sitting in his wheelchair outside with a sign that reads, just honk if you're happy.
Oh.
Can't do a whole lot because he has CP. But yeah, and everybody just loves it. They go by, they honk, but Justin
all right, so
did
this
a good
is
deed.
Justin Timberlake talking about to the kid, to the family.
Yes, yeah.
About this really wonderful thing.
I heard that there was a promise or a goal to try to get this van before Thanksgiving, and I heard your story, and then I saw a little news clip about it, and I was so moved that I want you guys to have this van. I'm going to cover all the costs. I want you guys to have a great holiday, and you know, you inspire me, Jake. This is the honking for happy thing, man. That's, we got to keep that going.
That's Justin Timberlake?
That's Justin Timberlake, yes. He is from Memphis, Tennessee. By the way,
what is that, Memphis Street?
That's exactly what it is. Memphis Street, Memphis Hip.
I don't know why it didn't sound like
him.
Yeah,
that is him. He still has a pretty thick accent. He really does.
But he's trying to be all that or something.
I don't know. No, that's just kind of how he sounds, really. Huh. It really is.
John, did it sound like Justin Timberlake to you?
It does, but I think it's because of the stuff he has to talk on.
Yeah.
Like when he's on SNL, he sounds different.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And of course, when he sings, he sounds different.
Yeah. Right, of course. $35,000 wheelchair accessible van that he took care of. And
well, that's
here you
that's
go.
The main point
so
of the
cool.
story.
Yeah, it's really cool. What a nice gesture. Nice gesture. Jeez.
Yeah. Don't worry about raising the money. I'll just buy the van for you.
I got it. Yeah.
And you honk all you want.
Yep, that's right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That is a great story.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the countdown is on. Putting out the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock so you can find it. $10,000 right before the holidays. That would be nice. Your first of 5 on-air clues coming up in about an hour from now.
Cool.
Don't forget about those weekly bonus clues posted at Meineke Car Care Centers throughout Las Vegas. Meineke Car Care Centers doing car care right. And that oil change, that KKLZ special oil change price, $9.63. Mm-hmm. Some restrictions apply. Talk to the store manager about that.
You know, they say that a lot of people start looking alike the more time they spend together. My hair was cut a little shorter than I'm used to. And I'm realizing you and I have the same hair now. Wow. Oh,
so
man.
I'm talking about Jingle Bell Rock, and you're looking at me, and that's what goes through your head?
We're looking alike. What's the deal? You got your glasses on? Oh, my gosh. Sorry about that.
Are we on the same cycle as well?
I think we probably are by this point. Yes. Jeez.
All right, details on Jingle Bell Rock coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Plenty of sunshine today. Going to be nice. Throughout the week.
Yeah.
High today, low 60s, upper 50s tomorrow.
Okay.
Wore the flip-flops, a little chilly, though.
You might have to put socks on with those babies.
Might have to, and I don't care. It's only about 39 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Listen, Morty, if you're ready to shave that beard off, now's the time. I know you love the McRib. The McRib back in McDonald's today. Well, McDonald's is giving free McRib sandwiches to the first 10,000 men who post a selfie of their clean-shaven face on Twitter. Yeah.
Wow.
The deadline's today, though, so you got to shave and post as soon as possible, okay? Unless you just want to pay the $3 for a McRib, you know, yeah. You can do that, too.
And for those that remember,
looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue, a big sack of McDonald's McRib sandwiches. Grilled pork and that sassy sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Tempting, huh? Like a barbecue in a bun without the bones. And with a big icy Coke, it's, well, you're only human. I'm Daddy Chome.
The good time, the taste.
Exactly.
So shave the beard.
Yes.
Like for limited time. Yeah. Only at McDonald's.
Only at McDonald's.
Exactly like ribs, but without the bone.
Chuck-a-dome.
Exactly
Chuck-a-dome.
The same. No bone in the ribs.
Right.
Hey, here's a study that I think you can totally trust, because who knows more about butts than this company, Preparation H.
Mm-hmm.
They did a survey, wanted to find out how much time we've spent sitting this year, sitting down. On average, around 4 extra hours a day. God, that's pathetic. And 40% of people say they feel it because they say their butts hurt way more than usual this year.
Huh.
Way more than usual. Now, 4 in 10 people say they've spent more time on the toilet this year. than ever before. Some, I think, because they're hiding out in the bathroom.
Yeah, just looking for private time.
Exactly.
I get it.
Exactly. And now 1 in 10 said they've actually taken a work call or an email in the bathroom.
Over the weekend, our grandson, Ethan, stayed overnight a couple of nights. And I said, hang on, I got to go to the bathroom. So I went in the bathroom, came out about 5-6 minutes later.
Yeah.
I said, hold on, I got to go to the bathroom again.
Yeah.
Poppy, you just went.
Well, I
got news for you, pal. As you get older... You go a lot more.
You get a squirrel bladder as you get older. Jeez.
And he's like looking at me like, okay, all right.
Oh, that's too funny.
I don't know why that reminded me of that. But
well, it does.
Didn't they say that Preparation H, people have said this, that if you put it around your eyes.
It's supposed to be good for wrinkles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good for wrinkles. They say
okay.
It. I don't know if it's been proven, but many say it. And a lot of people do like shopping from their couch, so sit back down. They say they may never shop out, you know, anywhere other than online again in the future. About 52% of people plan on doing it. From now on, because they've gotten so used to it, that's sad. It's sad, you know, for the brick-and-mortar stores. But I know, you know,
yeah.
Nobody wants to wait in line for the $20 Instapot anymore, apparently.
No.
When you can just get on Woot and maybe get it in a bag of crap. So there you go. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, go ahead. Tell everybody what your married girlfriend is going through right now.
Oh, man.
And let's find out how many other people can relate.
Yeah, they got married. I think they were 24, 25. They've been married for 22 years. And so then Karen tells me, she said, he wants to get a TV, you know, for the bedroom, like a nice TV. I said, okay. She said, yeah, but he wants to get it, and he wants to get a PlayStation, you know, so he can play in the bedroom. I said, wait a minute. Okay.
What is he, 12?
All right. I know. No, they're like 47. And I said, well, you know, I mean, a lot of people have a TV in the bedroom. I know, but we've never had one in the bedroom.
Where do you draw the line?
Yes, and all of a sudden he wants it because he wants to play, you know, games. He has a, you know, an older PS. And he wants to get the new one.
With the headset? So he can play anybody all around the world?
I wonder. But I said, what do you, you know, she said, well, because I'm afraid that, like, nothing else is going to happen in the bedroom.
Has it been pretty good up to now?
Yeah. I mean, she said it's been, you know, it's been good.
I mean, I know how women talk.
And I get, Oh, listen. I got stories.
If that sucks. Your girlfriends know.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Okay. No. It's been, and that's, she said, I don't want, I'm wondering though, is, are we reaching
that point?
That is he getting bored? Or is, and she did. She said, or is he just, you know. I know it's a little, sometimes it's a little different with guys. I know you guys never lose that, but.
Maybe after that.
Yeah, I know there are better times for that. Like, right, you know, I do love you, honey, and you're sexy, but
I
want a sandwich real quick, okay? And then I'll come back in here. Is it a bad thing? I know we've talked about TVs in the bedroom, but this is very specific.
And women, if you want to call in and say, yeah, you got to draw the line. Yeah. I don't mind the TV. We can watch DVDs. And stuff like that, movies and stuff.
Right.
But I think a lot of women might say, yeah, I got to draw the station, the line at the PlayStation. Talking about Carla's married girlfriend who's been married for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And now the husband says, not only would I like a TV in the bedroom, which she, you know, I'm fine with that.
Right.
That's good. But now I want a PlayStation in the bedroom.
Right.
What do you think? And she's already confided in you. Things have been going very well.
Yeah.
Is this a midlife crisis? Is this, have we lost it now?
That's kind of what she's wondering. So Carrie said, I agree with your friend Carla, the wife, on that one. She said, there are far better games to play in the bedroom. I've never been one for TVs in the bedroom, though. But definitely not a game console. That just doesn't sound good. One of our listeners just said, TV is fine. PlayStation? Hell no. Now, I like this. One of our listeners said, let him get the PlayStation, then play with him and play strip versions of the games. Or loser has to do certain things. Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Uh-oh, yeah. Uh-oh, hello.
See, I'm not a gamer, so I don't know.
I know.
I think you draw the line even at the. What is the goggles now that you put on?
Oh, geez, the virtual reality.
Yeah.
Yes, John. Yes.
That would be.
Yes, the VR goggles. Yes.
First of all, it would make me dizzy or something, and then I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Right, John. I know. I mean, yeah. Oh gosh.
That would be a little too much. But if he has the headset.
All right, honey.
And he's talking to other players around the world. I think that's where you draw the line.
I have this terrible image of going in either way, and you know, there's going to be both. There's going to be games, there's going to be games, and there he is either with the headset or the goggles on and nothing else. Oh, cute, honey. That's cute.
I'm waiting for somebody to call. Mike, they're not called goggles.
Yeah, well, they're whatever.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah,
okay.
It looks like the Viewmaster.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah.
Like, you just keep clicking.
Flick, yes.
Oh, there's the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah. Look, come here, look at this.
Big Mike's on the phone. Big Mike, what about you? What do you think?
All right, so the TV, okay.
Right.
The PlayStation, you're starting to push it. But the first time she says, give me a kiss, and he says, hang on, let me finish this level, he's done.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Oh, that's not code. Okay, hold on. I thought that.
I got one more level. I've never been at this level.
I know. Oh, neither have I, honey. I'll show you a new level. Jeez.
Big Mike, have a good day. Boy, people still texting in about the situation in the bedroom where do you draw the line? Everybody has a TV probably in their bedroom.
Right.
But your friend wants to know, do I draw the line at a the PS PlayStation.
PlayStation. Geez.
Or that's what PS stands for, right?
Yes,
PlayStation?
PS, yeah.
Okay.
PS. She mentioned the new one, too. I think it's a 5, I think.
Oh, PS5.
PS5. Jim said, by the way, the virtual reality, what did he say, Oculus? Oculus V is virtual reality.
Wow.
So thank you, Jim. Now, a couple of people have said, yeah, you know, Big Mike was absolutely right with that call. Now, One woman said, I gotta say, I love the suggestion that you read earlier, Carla, about strip PlayStation. Might have to suggest that with my husband. However, his gaming station is in a man cave.
Oh.
So I guess that's
maybe that's
better.
Where it belongs.
Yes. Well, now somebody suggested maybe she should get her own, quote, gaming toy. Perhaps she will reach that certain level.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
you. You keep going, honey.
I love our listeners. I really do.
All right, Chrissy's on. Your friend Chrissy is on the phone.
Yes.
Who talks about Days of Our Lives all the time. And, and she wants to give her input, but I don't even know where to begin, because this afternoon, I don't know if you know this, but the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game is going to be on NBC, and it preempts Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. Oh, Chrissy, they're moving it to 2 a.m.
Oh!
Oh! I'm sorry!
Oh!
It's okay! We've got delay!
I bought a shirt that even says Days of Our Lives 55th anniversary.
Oh, well, you're not wearing it today at
Well, it's a night shirt now.
Yeah.
It's a night shirt.
Now, you know what? My husband and I have been married 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand your friend.
Oh.
Because my husband has a TV in the bedroom. He does play the PlayStation. And when I want something like the hum... I tell him, you better turn that sucker off. Because
if you want me to pick up a joystick, you better put yours down.
And I tell him, look, you want me to stay in the bedroom or you want me to go to the couch? But you know what? I think, you know what, it's a stay.
Maybe so.
And
maybe it's better that he's not buying a Corvette. Right.
It's
maybe,
just a PlayStation.
Maybe this is better.
Or he's not doing something that he's not supposed to be doing.
True. That's
he's
very true.
A game.
Chrissy, you're awesome. Thanks, honey.
I will.
Explain that to your girlfriend. Maybe, you know, it's just a game.
Just playing a game.
It's not like he's buying a vet or going out to the strip clubs if he could anyways.
That is very true. That is very true.
Okay.
Especially now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, AC/DC.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Here it is, your first clue of the day for Wednesday to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Get that clue journal out. All right, write this down. If it was easy, everyone would be looking. Oh, exactly.
If it were easy, everybody would be looking.
No.
Nah.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep,
nothing.
If it were easy, everyone would be looking. Thank you. Thank you. That's the clue you need. Write it down in that clue journal, leather-bound. I am sure that's what you're going to need to lead you to the Jingle Bell Rock December 4th. It's going to be out there. And if you're the first one to find the Jingle Bell Rock, return it to us. You will win that $10,000 from Meineke Car Care Centers and 96.3 KKLZ now. Wendy Rush, she will have another clue for you at 11:25 this morning. So, of course, keep it tuned in and be sure to visit the participating Meineke location near you for a new written bonus clue each weekday. You will want to have that. And if you need any other information, very simply, download the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the annual Forbes 30 Under 30 list includes some names you may not be that familiar with, but man, talk about under 30. Caleb McLaughlin from Stranger Things, 19 years old. Rapper Roddy Ricch, 22. ESPN reporter Malika Andrews, 25 years old. They're all, yeah. Yeah, they're all worth a whole lot of money.
Wow.
Lots of money. Yes, these young kids. Bad alive. I know it. I know it. Do you know Malika Andrews? You know who she is? She's actually pretty good.
Hold on.
Look her up.
I probably would if I saw her.
Evander Holyfield. Now, he tells Sky Sports that he wants to fight Mike Tyson again. He said, we tried to make the fight happen, but we got nothing except excuses. He said, now I can see why he wanted a tune-up fight before thinking about fighting me. That Roy Jones fight, he said he was a good local opponent for Mike, but a fight with me, that'd be a global event and the only fight that anyone really wants to see. I mean, is he probably right about that? The only fight that anybody wants to see? I would imagine that would be a highly tuned into fight.
I think because the first fight, if it would have gone bad and somebody got hurt or something, or it was a joke, then I don't think this would have such a hype.
Right.
But now that it went well, and Mike Tyson looked pretty good, and everybody, you know, they loved that Holyfield-Tyson fight.
Yes, exactly.
When he bit his ear and stuff.
Yeah.
Would love to see both guys in the ring again.
I'd probably watch that one. And this is crazy, and I hope it doesn't go any farther. Steven Spielberg had to get a restraining order against a stalker that has been harassing him for months and recently started threatening him with his life. So I always wonder about these things. She has to stay 100 yards away. Well, okay. You know, you're threatening somebody with their life. I mean, oh,
so you
got
to stand at that end of the football field.
Yeah, you stay over there. Okay. Then you can't hurt me over there. Okay. And Mariah Carey, she launched a new cookie delivery company. It's called Mariah's Cookies. So...
Wow.
That just sounds all very Christmassy right there. Gingerbread, white chocolate, cranberry, pumpkin, all sorts of cookies. Postmates, Uber Eats, Grubhub, they all deliver the cookies.
Are those some of the wacky, wild, wacky cookies John talked about a couple of hours
ago?
Yeah,
I'm wondering. There's a surprise in each and every one of them. I'm sure there is.
And Malika Andrews. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I've seen her before.
Okay.
She's good.
There you go. Yeah. 25 years old. Yeah, 25
How much?
Years. 25, I'm not sure, but they're all millionaires.
Mike. Wow.
They're all millionaires.
Well, yes, good for
exactly.
Her.
That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Okay, all this week we've been giving you the movie Infidel. Mm-hmm. It's actually a download.
A digital download.
Download of the movie Infidel and also a Papa John's pizza. So it's dinner and a movie. And being Wednesday, we're so excited. This is a salute, if you will. We'll explain in a couple of minutes. But being Wednesday, it's another segment of Kazookie-Oki Wednesday. Love the feedback at the end there.
Electric today.
Yeah, we went electric this morning, John. So all you have to do is identify the title of that theme song, TV theme song. And ninth caller, 702-739-9636. We're going to hook you up with the movie download, digital download of Infidel, and turn you on to a Papa John's pizza. Here you go. One more time. Here it is. That theme song, TV theme song, correctly. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. You are a winner, so good luck. Giving you a chance to win dinner and a movie with another segment of Kazookie-Oki Wednesday.
We have Ron on the phone. Ron, can you identify that TV theme we're playing on our kazoos?
The Jeffersons.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Moving on.
And there's a reason we do this song.
It's the anniversary of Roxy Roker's death. She was 66 years old. She died 25 years ago. Of course, she played Helen Willis, and she, of course, was Lenny Kravitz's mom. Yeah, that was Lenny Kravitz's mom.
So that's why we do that in honor of her. You have the digital download, Infidel, and the Papa John's pizza, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. I read this story. I love this story because I'm a big fan of, like, the show Vikings and those period pieces that deal with that kind of stuff. A couple in Canada who participate in Viking reenactments. Because of COVID, they really couldn't do much, but they spent their time using ancient tools to build a Viking style grass hut in their backyard.
Why
Now they're really going to test it because wintertime.
Yeah,
and they're going to see how it goes. But
why not?
I don't think Jody would go that far with me, but he's building a grass hut.
I like that
in the backyard. A guy in Taiwan. You know, we were talking about this kind of thing earlier. A guy in Taiwan got his hands on a PlayStation 5 recently, but since his wife really hates it when he plays video games, your friend might want to try this. He tries to pretend it was an air purifier because it looks like one. You know, it's just an air purifier. Okay. Well, she wasn't buying it. She wasn't fooled. And she wound up selling it behind his back and didn't get a lot of money for it. Just get
the
it out.
Air purifier, he told me. Yeah, okay.
I have to put...
How dumb do you think I am?
I have to work the controls and turn on the TV to make sure it's working.
God. Oh, geez. Well, I'm glad my friend Karen, I'm glad her husband didn't try to pull that one. Geez.
And they're still married.
You'd
think they would have gotten divorced.
Typical guy. Okay. Typical guy. No, honey. No.
I bought an air purifier.
Not a game console. No.
PS5.
Yeah.
Air purifier.
Listen, in Ohio, police arrested Chris Robinson. He stole $700 worth of clothing from a sporting goods store. He's 21 years old. He had all the merchandise and he was running out of the store.
Yeah.
Well, one of the employees literally just stuck his foot out and tripped the guy.
I know it's a stupid move.
It is.
But it works.
But it did work. And then the guy tried to struggle and the employee kind of held him down and he was arrested. I'm just going to stick my foot out.
Yeah, don't try and hop on the guy or tackle him. Just stick your foot out.
Stick your foot out. You're running fast enough. You're not going to see that.
Right.
So,
that's great.
This is interesting. A rocket that was lost 54 years ago. Just lost. Literally lost in space. They say it may have re-entered the Earth's orbit now. So, I know. Poof. And the astronauts were heard saying, what, Keith Richards from the Stones? He's still alive? Get out! Man! What are you, loony? No, we've been in space a long time. Yeah. But danger, Will Robinson. Keith Richards. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. And I've got to admit, this is, you know what, it may be a big corporation, but it is the local end of a friend of ours, Gordon Absher. He sent me some information on Dignity Health, specifically St. Rose Dominican, San Martin, and what is the other one? Sienna. So they're doing, you know, advent calendars, right? Mm-hmm. You open them up, there's a little surprise, yeah, whatever that may be. Well, they're doing a basically a daily digital version of an advent calendar. And it just has daily acts of kindness in it, some kind of little upbeat, you know, words, things like that.
Like and a message.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Really cool messages or suggestions, like share a smile with someone you don't know, sort through your old clothing, donate them.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. If you would like to do this and get something throughout the month, why don't you do it? On Instagram, you can follow them at St. Rose Hospitals and then Dignity Health, Sienna, San Martin, or Rose de Lima, and just participate each day. You can open it up each day and get your own little message, your own little suggestion. I think it's really, really cool. You know, you can't do anything other than that this year. You can't stop by and get anything, especially at a hospital. So do it this way.
Online. Nice.
Digital Advent calendar from the folks over at St. Rose, Sienna, San Martin, and Rose de Lima.
All right. That's why we say we always love a local feel-good story just like that. And if you have one, call us up if you want, 702-739-9636. Tell us about your version of the story or submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right. Well, here we go. Ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon.
Yes.
Sponsored by, because it's that time of the year, Carla, you had mentioned this earlier.
Yes, I did.
It's open enrollment time.
Yep.
For individual health plans, so choose Health Plan of Nevada. Choose HPN.com. More information about that. Recapping the show. Well, here, I'll just play this for you. You tell me who this celebrity is.
You know, you inspire me, Jake. This is the honking for happy thing, man. We got to keep that going.
You know what? If I would have played this and we didn't tell anybody who it was.
Right.
I don't think anybody would have known it was Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, it kind of threw you, yeah.
I don't know why it didn't sound like him. Talk about an act of kindness. Paid for a van for this kid and covered the cost, like you said, on everything. And this kid was doing a honk for happiness because he had CP.
Right. It's all tricked out, so it's wheelchair accessible, electronic, lift, the whole bit.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
We found out a lot of ladies are saying no to PS5 in the bedroom.
Yes. Exactly.
It's not an air purifier.
No. You mean you want the game? What, honey? Wait a minute.
The TV's fine.
You're playing bed?
You start playing video games, you got problems.
In bed. Hold on.
And I felt so bad. We felt so bad, Carla, telling your friend Chrissy that the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game is finally being played. It's being played today at about 12:40, which is going to preempt Days of Our Lives.
Oh, Chrissy, they're moving it to 2 a.m.
She was not too...
No, and neither am I, Morty, whatever.
Yeah, that's his big team,
watch
Pittsburgh.
Your Steelers,
so.
That's right.
Anything else? Well, that about does it for us. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the day. Have your next Jingle Bell Rock Clue at about 11:25, so make sure you're listening for that. Friday, we hide the rock, so it's getting close. Do have a great day. We're back tomorrow. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.